For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This story from the Rocky Mountain News. Assault weapons drawn, dozens of black-clad federal agents in full riot gear and body armor burst into a peaceful suburban Aurora home at the end of a cul-de-sac. No, they don't seek Osama bin Laden. Instead, agents scour every nook and cranny for that pernicious threat to national security, state-approved medical marijuana, used by sick patients for relief from illness and pain, as Colorado voters intended. Inside the home, agents find a terrified man who peacefully presents his state of Colorado-issued card and certificate, the government's permission for him to grow, possess, and use medical marijuana. This gentleman, Dana K. May, suffers from reflex sympathetic dystrophy, a debilitating and potentially lethal nerve disease with pain so intense that some of its sufferers take their own lives. May, a clean-cut Republican and married father of three, describes the pain as though my feet are in a deep fryer. A U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent snatches his state-issued card, arrogantly saying, "We're DEA. We don't follow Colorado's Constitution." Then federal agents trash May's home. Agents find what they seek. May's modest medical marijuana garden, tucked in his basement behind two locked doors. They rip out of the soil the plants painstakingly tended as a labor of love by a man who uses medical marijuana only as a last resort. May had spent 7 years trying every possible prescription drug, including synthetic marijuana, none of which were remotely effective for his intense pain, and all of which are expensive and unhealthy. May reluctantly turned to medical marijuana in 2001, only as a last resort for pain, only after his longtime trusted doctor's recommendation, and only because medical marijuana is legal in Colorado, having been approved by voters in 2000. May's three kids fully understand that marijuana is okay only for dad, only as medicine, and only by prescription and state approval. After seizing May's medicine, ruining his life for 6 months by bringing back the excruciating pain, the federal government eventually backs down in the face of a lawsuit and returns May's growing equipment. Now May is growing again, this time at an undisclosed location, living in constant fear that federal agents might again break down his door for doing something the voters of Colorado approved. Somehow, May's act of growing medicine in his own home, using it in his own home, never selling it, and never even taking out of his own home, much less the state of Colorado, became, quote, commerce among the several states, according to the DEA. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.